Get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. Yeah, how to build your confidence and your competence in the area of voice work, whatever that happens to be. Maybe it be for your work or maybe for your hobby. So join me as we go forward, as we discover all of these things together, as you hear my short daily tips been going on now since the start of last year. And we're talking about microphones, because most microphones in audio studios are on table stands or arms fixed to the desk, which are height or distance adjustable. TV presenters obviously either use fixed directional mics out of shot on the studio ceiling, or more likely a small lapel mic powered by a battery or transmitter pack attached to their belt or under a skirt or a pair of trousers or on their leg or in a pocket, something like that. Handheld mics, or those on a pole or a boom, are used outside and usually with an inbuilt battery and transmitter, and usually are cabled as well. Now, all of these different kinds of microphones, whether they're ones on a boom pole or ones that you speak to on a desk in a studio or one that is clipped to your lapel, they all have different pickup patterns, meaning they hear sound from different directions around their head. And sometimes that pickup area could be all sorts of different directions all the way around, and sometimes it could just be a certain direction from which the sound that you want to record is most likely to come. Yeah? So sometimes when you're watching a drama on TV, you can't see a lapel mic there. That would be daft, wouldn't it? You can't have people rushing around on a soap opera wearing lapel mics. So the microphones there are really super directional, and they're out of shot on the TV screen. But even though the actor isn't talking directly into them, like that, with their head up to the microphone, which is hanging from the ceiling, the microphone is really cleverly directly positioned so it can pick up what the actor is saying. So, as I say, different microphones have different pickup patterns, meaning they hear sound from whichever direction it is that they are supposed to. So using different microphones for different kinds of situations. So as I say, if you know you're going to be in a noisy situation, you can use a mic which will pick up more of your voice and less of, say, the sound of a crowd. That's why sports commentators use those really close-up lip mics in noisy stadiums, and sound recording engineers filming outdoors on the set of a TV drama will use unseen but highly directional shotgun mics which will pick up the actor's voice but not the sound of other people or traffic. So if you want to look a little bit more in depth, Google the AT875R. May be useful in a home recording booth, that kind of directional mic, because they help pick up the voice, but not the extraneous sounds from your family or the neighbours or the street or the dog or the police car going past. Now, if you want to know a bit more about how to pick the right mic, because I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail here, in fact, that essentially is it, you can go to voices.com and how to pick the right microphone. I've got a link in the show notes today. But the big thing to remember is a great mic and poor studio will just give a great recording of an awful sound. Everything has to work together to get an optimum quality recording of your newly discovered great voice, which we've been working on over the last 18 months or so. And one of the last things in the chain is a good microphone, yeah, as well as the sound in which you're recording, okay, and also what you're recording into and the bit rate and all sorts of things, some of which we'll come on to over the next weeks and months as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voice Over Voice continues. Okay, so that was a quick look at the different types of microphones. Tomorrow, mic arms and mic stands and mic mounts. How will they help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice? We'll discover tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.